You know, I was just telling just a little bit about how to prepare for this. Just, you know, handling your business with tickets, getting that stuff done. You know, just you know, a few things just on just the mindset of this week. We got to have great preparation. You know, prepare this week like you're playing the game this week. You know, because once you get out to Indianapolis and you know, you got to take a bus ride to practice. Your whole schedule gets thrown off. Trying to keep everything. Once you get there, try to keep the same routine on some things. We're just trying to get the mindset. You know, we got to have, you know, everything that we normally do during a normal work week. We're going to try to get it done this week. And next week, it's more to just have great practices and preparation, continue preparing, but get our workload in this week.
How much of the prep football stuff is actually in by the time you guys get on that plane and go to the Super Bowl?
Everything's in. I mean, I'd say it's you know, 95% complete. There might be a few additions that week. Kind of the more film you look at, you might change a few things. But really, and from the standpoint of the coaches and the players, our preparation will be done this week. Everything's kind of a day off from, you know, we'll start on Thursday, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be like a normal, in our case, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So everything will be going in, and so, you know, once we get out to Indianapolis, you know, we'll have those practice on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it'll just be review at that point. The game plan's in. We'll get an extra, you know, basically get an extra day of each, you know, each emphasis of the week to work on.
I remember Tom emphasized that last time. Do you think that helped and that, you know, have you guys ready that you were able to get it down here?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a big help. I think that's the way you want to do it. And just so, you know, everybody knows the game plan, and, you know, everybody has 2 weeks to look at it, understand it, you know, and so I think, you know, once you get out there, everybody will be, you know, feel good about what we're doing, and now it's just, you know, continue just dress rehearsal and just, you know, get extra rep plays and just have a great understanding for what we're doing.
Eli, what do you think the biggest difference is in your team from the last time you played the Patriots during the regular season? And if you know anything about what they've done, that might be the biggest difference in their team?
You know, it's tough to say. I think, you know, last time we played them, our defense played outstanding, getting turnovers. We turned the ball over once in the red zone, which is always tough. But I thought, you know, we did a good job rallying back in the fourth quarter and a couple drives to go score and win. Obviously, we didn't have Akeem Nicks that game. So there's a few things that are different. They have some players back. They have some new players playing. So I we'll have to go back and you know, we'll watch that game obviously to see what they did to try to slow us down. I think they played a lot of two safeties and really challenged us to run the ball. I think we're running the ball better now than we were at that point. So we'll see if that changes up. So you know, I think those are the main things.
Eli, you were up on stage during that trophy presentation with Terry Bradshaw. I don't know how much you saw of 82-year-old Ann Mara going to give him a piece of her mind. And just what did you see, and how do you think that feistiness exemplifies this organization?
You know, I didn't see it. I've heard about it and kind of seen it on the news and read about it a little bit. And you have to laugh. And Mrs. Mayor, she is, you know, you see her and you just think kind of sweet Miss Mayor, but she obviously is very passionate about Giants football and passionate about this team and involved and knows players. So I like her attitude. I like the way she, you know, spoke her mind about something that she cares dearly about.
Would you cross Mrs. Mara?
Never. Not Mrs. Mara. She's the boss.
Eli, in a routine business, these next 2 weeks, everything gets disrupted from a routine standpoint. How much did you want to share to the guys to stay dialed in, stay in the moment,
yeah,
get caught up in everything?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's important, and you know, it comes down to, again, us getting our preparation done this week. Getting, you know, if you do extra meetings, if you, you know, kind of the meetings I hold with, you know, my running backs or something I do with my receivers, I'm going to try to get all that done this week. Just because once you get out to Indianapolis, your routine does get thrown off. You know, I think you also, you know, want to try your best to keep, if there's certain things you do during a normal week once you're in Indianapolis, if you get a massage on certain days, or if you get treatment, or if you get an extra workout in, you want to try to continue to do those things. You want to try to stay in that same rhythm, have that same schedule. It is going to be thrown off. You will have to work around it somewhat, but you want to keep things as routine as possible.
Are you still feeling sore from Sunday?
No, I feel good. Got a good workout in, we'll be ready to go once we start practice, and excited about our opportunities.
Eli, you're going to play this game in a city where the most popular athlete's your brother. Do you think that maybe fans will be rooting a little more for the Giants because of that, and also because Patriots are not the most popular?
Right. I think that's kind of the most. It's also a case where when you get to a Super Bowl, it's there's not many fans from that town. Going to the game, there will obviously be some, but it's a lot of corporate people going. A lot of fans from both teams will be there. So you always hope that you'll have the most fans supporting us and rooting for us. You're always interested in how the crowd noise will be, whether you need to use a silent cadence or a regular cadence. So we'll probably practice both those and that's a good thing about having 2 weeks. You got a lot of things you can work on.
Would you talk to Peyton about that with the silent cadence and playing in that stadium? I mean, obviously, he's got some good stuff to tell you.
Well, I don't think he's ever been the away team in his own stadium either.
When
Eli,
you had three matches in the playoffs the last few seasons, other than those Eagles games, you guys have done a good job game planning and stuff. What does that say about you guys? Do you think you use that to your advantage?
Well, obviously, both people have that same opportunity. Both teams do, but I think we'll obviously look hard at the first game, but knowing Coach Belichick and their staff, they'll have a new game plan. They'll have some new wrinkles in there. So I give credit to them. They're a great staff and great coaches. So they'll be well prepared. And just watching one of their games and seeing some, they it seems like they have changed up a little bit. When we played them last time, there were a lot of four down scheme. Now they seem to be going more 3-4, even though it's still similar, kind of the same players in there. It's just a matter of how they're lined up.
Is that part of it? I mean, you guys do a good job of anticipating the new stuff?
I think you have to. You have to anticipate, what they might do. But you also, you're gonna have to, it's a good thing about having, really 6 practice days to get ready. You can practice a whole lot of different looks and be prepared for anything.
In the next 2 weeks, you're going to be asked a million times about the elite thing from earlier in the season. I think I saw an interview with you where you said that you have a different answer if you had been asked that question again. Do you regret ever saying that, or are you glad you said what you did back?
No, I don't have any regrets. I thought I gave an honest answer, and I didn't regret it at the time or think anything of it at the time. And obviously, it's been made into a big deal, but I can't always control that. So, I'm worried about getting ready to play this game and go out there and play my best football and get the team to play our best football. And that's my job. My job's to play the game. It's your job to talk and make up stories.
After having done the Super Bowl once, was there anything that you feel better prepared for the second time? Anything that maybe surprised you the first time? Wow, this is bigger or a bigger deal?
No, I don't think so. I think we had last time we had a good idea, and having talked to some of the players, Amani Toomer and Strahan, guys who had played in Super Bowls before, I thought they gave good messages that week just on getting ready to getting focused, not being wowed by the experience of thinking, hey, I'm about to play in a Super Bowl, or watching the camera flashes on kickoff. Kind of, if you get involved with that, all of a sudden, say you're playing a game, once you start playing, it's already the second quarter. So you got to just have the mindset that, hey, we're going to play a game, and understanding your responsibilities, and just go enjoy it, have fun, and as much as possible, treat it like every other game you play in, even though it's tough.
Eli, what is it that you respect and admire most about Coach Coughlin?
Coach Coughlin, I think just the way he prepares, the way he gets his team ready, his messages, the way that, his attitude, is portrayed onto the players, and the players that, you know, kind of take on that attitude and their preparation and their approach to play. And so, you know, he's very passionate about football, about, you know, his coaching, being prepared and being committed, you know, all the way in to doing your job correctly. And I think that's what I'm what I see the most out of him, and what, you know, kind of you know, leads his players to prepare and play that way.
Eli, your brother developed a pretty good relationship with Tom. Do you have a relationship with Brady?
You know, it's if I'm not like Peyton, probably. You know, I've seen him around, and we're always friendly. He's always been nice to me. So besides that, you know, we're not real close.
Is he one of the quarterbacks that kind of maybe coming into the league, because he was winning Super Bowls when you came in, that you kind of measure yourself up against or watched over the years?
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's definitely a quarterback you watch, just because obviously he was having success in those years, and over the past years he's played at an extremely high level, and just from, you know, just his playmaking ability, his movement in the pocket, you know, playing smart football. And so it's definitely, you know, you watch a lot of quarterbacks, and you know, if you're preparing, if you're playing a team, you know, that, you know, maybe you're preparing for them, and you see that they, you know, they played the Patriots, you'll kind of watch those games just because their offense is does, you know, good things. They have a good passing attack, and you know, see how they you know, hit some plays and did certain things. So he is a good, you know, good quarterback to watch, and you know, he does great things.
Eli, this past game, you took as many hits as I've seen you take all year. Did any of them were any of them hurt you? And the question is, why so many hits?
Well, we threw it 58 times, so that's always going to equate to more hits. Well, we had 93 total plays also, so it wasn't like we were just throwing it every time. That's a lot of plays in a game, and you know, our run game, we had some decent runs, but, you know, we didn't think that was the approach to beat this team. We knew it was going to be tough to run it against them. We thought we could, you know, hit some quick passing games, you know, and avoid some of the hits, slow down their pass rush. But obviously, you know, in the second half, they started getting a good rush and you know, making some plays, and you know, ball, you know, couldn't quite get the ball out fast enough on a couple of situations. But, you know, that's part of football. There's gonna be tough games where you know, you're gonna take some hits. But, you know, so we did some good things offensively, had some chances to hit some big plays, and got the win.
Were you at least proud of the stat that you had no turnovers in that game?
Yeah, that was probably the key to that victory. And you know, we kind of going in, we had to say, if, you know, offensively, if we have, you know, if any other staff, we have zero turnovers, we felt we would be, you know, win that game. You know, you still, you know, obviously you gotta play, you know, make some plays and have good third down conversions, things like that. We thought the number one thing we had to do was protect the football to give ourselves a chance to win.
Eli, you talk about the importance of focus, and you gave a speech to the team. Leading into this week, you have a new addition to your family with a new baby, and you've got those demands. How do you balance that?
You know, I think you know, having a good wife, and she supports me and understands that, you know, I'm about to go play in a very important game. So she, you know, she's dealt with the Super Bowl as well. She understands you know, what you know, my time is that I have to spend getting ready this week, and you know, once we get to Indianapolis, you know, she knows I'm gonna be very busy, and she'll be kind of doing her own thing, and I'll be doing mine.
Eli, speaking of that, do you expect any more marriage proposals like happened last time on media day?
You never know. Media day is always crazy, so be prepared for everything, I guess.
Eli, this is a legacy game for you and Tom. What does that mean to you going into this week, and what the end result could be?
No, I think you. You know, this is a big game for the Giants organization. It's a big game for every single player who's gonna be playing this game. It's you know, no bigger for me than Coach Coughlin than it is for JPP and Justin Tuck and any other person playing this game. So I think you approach it that way. You know, you want to be as prepared as possible. You hope that you can go in there and play your best football that you've ever played. That's always the goal. But ultimately, you know, you. you have a game plan. You try to go execute it, and you know whatever type of game it turns into, whether it's low scoring or a lot of touchdowns or whatever the circumstances, you play those circumstances and try to put your team in a situation to win.